Agadvach, it's late. We're going to keep it short. It's actually a short daf regardless. We're holding Yuma daf Samach Beis. We're holding the bottom of Samach Aleph Amun Beis. Samach Aleph Amun Beis towards the bottom. We're up to Tnan Hasam a few lines from the bottom of the page. We had discussed in the Mishnah in yesterday's daf on daf Samach that if the dam spills, the dam of the par, dam of the sarah spills, before you finish doing all the applications, the Kohen Gadol and Kippur, you didn't finish the applications, he brings another par, shechs another par, another sar, to be able to have the dam to finish the applications. We had a machlekes actually, if you remember, we had a machlekes, where does he pick it up from? Meaning, everyone agreed that if all this, there are three separate sets. There's a set, really set is four, but for these purposes, three. There's a set in the Kohen Shekadashim, towards the Aran, there's the set in the Hechel towards the Parechas, and the second set of the Hechel on the Mizbech HaPrimi. Within that, there were two sets, four Mataras on the corners, and seven Hazoya, seven sprinklings on top of the Mizbech HaPrimi. But okay, so if the Dam spilled in between a set, everyone agrees, you shech the carbon, a new carbon, and you pick it up from the next set, that everyone agrees. Mechlekes Rabbanan versus Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was, what if the Dam spills in the middle of a particular set? Do you pick it up from whichever number you were up to in the middle of that set? That was the sheet of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, whereas Chama said, no, you go back to the beginning of that particular set, that was Mechlekes. Our Gemara now deals with what happens to these animals. He shecht in one par, let's say he used the Dam, and he did Zerika Zayvel for him in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then the dam spilled, and he had to bring a new par for the Hechel. Then the dam spilled for the Parechas. Then the dam spilled again, and he had to bring a new par for the Mizbech HaPnimi. He has three paras, he has three animals. What does he do with these animals? What's the status of all these animals? That's the Shaila. Tanah, so we learned over there in the Mishnah, right away the Gain, other Shaila point out, is no Mishnah, it's a Braisa. And therefore they switched the Lashon to be Tanah Rabbanan. Tanah Rabbanan, we learned that a Braisa, a Kul, Mitam, and Begadim. All of the animals, and that's the halacha actually. Let's say in a perfect scenario where the Kohen Gadol had one par, one sar, and the dam didn't spill, and he used the dam for all three locations, the sar and the par are brought out to the base of Desh to be burnt, and then Matam Begadim, the Kohen brings it out, he becomes Tamei Begadim, but that is the normal procedure. So now we're saying, according to this first Tana of this Braisa, that all of these animals, when the dam spilled, and you have to bring replacements, all the animals have this din of Matam Begadim, then it's Rafa Beis HaDeshen, they get burnt in the Beis HaDeshen, different Rebbe Elazar Shimon. So Rebbe Elazar Shimon hold, again, there's a separate Machlekes Pashas for the other Machlekes, maybe related, but it's separate. Rebbe Elazar Shimon is saying that all of the animals involved in the Yom Kippur process to apply the dam to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Parechas, and the Bnei HaPrimi, all of the animals have a din of going to the Beis HaDeshen, have the din of being Matam Begadim. They all retain their status of being a regular animal. The Chamayim Chamar can say a regular carbon. Chamayim Eim Matam Begadim Vein Esraf HaBeis HaDeshen Ella HaAchron HaVagamar Beis Kapara. Only the last animal that the kapara was nigmar with, the kapara was complete with the last animal, only that one has the din of being burnt to Beis HaDeshen and has the din of being Matam Begadim. The first two, let's say in our case, we have two other animals. The first two animals, those will not have that din now. It's one thing to say the Rabbanan Shita would be in a case where you're in the middle of a set of doing Zerikas, and in the middle of the set, it spilled out, so you have to bring a new one. And the new one, according to Chamim, you start from the beginning of that set again. So you could say the one that was did part of a set is garnished. But Rashi clearly learns, and the Gemara doesn't seem to indicate any right, not like what Rashi's saying. So it's Mustaver, it's pretty Mustaver Rashi's saying in the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan is saying this even when you had a par or a sar that did a complete set. And everyone agrees you don't have to go back to that set. So that set was a kapara, to an extent, from the par from the sar. We look at the ikka kapara as the last one, and only the last one retains the shame as a carbon that you burn a base of deshen and a smetama begadim. The other first two animals, the sar and the par, the other ones that already, the blood spilled, those we say you don't treat the same. Now, what do you do with it? Mikdash David declares, so what do you do with it? Do you let it stay? Do you burn it right away? Do you have to let it be tuba tzuras, so wait till overnight, and then burn it? But clearly, you're not doing the regular procedure of burning it, a base of desha, be matam begadim, like these other ones, but you still have to do something with it. L'chaira, still kachi, you still have to do something. L'chaira, it's a shayla, it's not clear in our Gemara, what you do with these animals according to Chamim. We have Mechleis Chamim, first of all, Rabbi Shimon, whether we treat all the animals with Kedusha, or just the final one. Okay. So Rabbi asked Rav Nachman following shayla.
I mean, you could say that it's not that maybe you just bury it, right?
Maybe just bury it, maybe. Maybe just bury well, like a carbon puzzle. I mean, usually carbon is possible. We burn anyway. Also, you actually bring it. You bring the base asreifa. It's base asreifa and base adeshen, right? I don't know if it's two different.
Uh-huh.
So the shall we? Do you bring it to like base asreifa, like a puzzle carbon? Do you bring it to base adeshen maybe at some point, just not right away? Or maybe you're offering another option. Lies that maybe bury it. Maybe perhaps. I don't, again, the Gemara is not clear. Any. Anyway, there are cases where you bury, for some reason, offhand, I'm not having any, maybe some of the Chatas Amesis.
I remember us learning about a case where you bury.
Is it Chatas Amesis? Chatas Amesis, maybe? You bury? Maybe.
Maybe.
And the Gemara in Tamur, I remember exactly where the Gemara is. The Gemara in Tamur discusses the difference between the Srafim and the Gvarim. Those that are buried and those that are burnt. So you have to check them over there, exactly which case is fit into the criteria. Maybe this would fit into that criteria as well. Interesting point. Rav Nachman, Kama Se'ira Mishalech. How many goats to go get sent to Azazel? So the Gemara is a very basic question. You keep bringing a new animal for the dam, we know. Forget about the par for a second. By the sar, you really pair up. This is going to be really the focus of the next parak we're starting today, Mr. Shem. You set up two serim side by side. You make a gairel. One goes Lashem, that's a carbon Lashem, and one goes Lazazel over the mountain cliff. Right. So the question is, if you're going to bring multiple serim for the dam every time you're bringing a new sar, that's more takes for granted. You got to pair it up with a new sar in order to do the gairel, and then you have multiple serim fit Lazazel. Are you going to send them all as well? Or did you just send one? And if it's one, which one do you send? Says Amalein, b'chi eder mishalech. So Rav Nachman said back, are you going to send the whole eder, a whole corral, a whole herd that off the mountain cliff? Doesn't make sense. Amalein, by the way, there's a shayla. If this shayla is only in Rav Blazer of Shimon, who learned that all the animals retain Kedusha, all the animals retain Kedusha, the animals that were shechted for their dam, they have Kedusha, based on Dasha, and they make Tumma. So therefore, all the corresponding, all their counterparts, there's a debate if they have din of Azazel. But according to Rabbanan, only the last one's Kaddish, so it should be Pashat. Only the last one, the one that pairs up with it, it goes Azazel. And someone learned, others want to say no, that it's fundamentally different. Because over there, since they didn't finish, each one of them didn't finish the kapara, only when they finished the kapara status. But the peers, the lazazos, each one was still totally fit. So maybe each one should be good, even according to Rabbanan. This debate whether the shayla is dafka in Rabbanan or Shimon, or even the Rabbanan. Okay. Amalei, so again, Rav Nachman said back, you're going to send this whole Eder off the mountain cliff. Amalei, so Rav said back to Rav Nachman, top of Samach Bezim and Aleph. B'chi Edrei Sarif, are you going to burn a whole herd? So Mar says, not so fast. Me dummy. Rav Nachman says back, how could you compare? How's like Sivai Sai? How could Sivai Sai have a pasuk? Over there, it doesn't say I say, but by Lazazel, it says I say. I say is very clear, it's only one. So by Lazazel, you're only sending one. Over there, you can have multiple ones, and therefore you cannot bring a proof. You can't bring a proof from the, you can't bring a proof from the animals that are being shechted in order to get the dam. Maybe over there you have multiple, whereas over here, Rav Nachman essentially is answering, you only do one because the pasuk I say. Now, which one do you do? Says Gemara, Itmar, Rav Pap Mishnei, Rav Amar, Misha Mishalech, he sent the first one over the cliff. The one that came out from the girl in the first pair, that's the one that goes over the cliff. Rav Simi, Rav Mishnei, Rav Amar, Acher Mishnech, no, the last one is the one that gets sent. Says Gemara, Bishnah Rav Simi, Mishnei, Rav Amar, Acher Mishnech, Acher Nefreshtei, why? Because that's the one that pairs up with the one, like especially according to Rabbanan, but even according to Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, the kapara was ultimately completed with the last animal. So the one that paired up with it, the one that was its counterpart in the gairel, that's the one that goes lazazel. We understand the logic why that would be. Eller of Papi Shader of Mike, he says the first one. Notice, no one says it will be the one in between. He says the first. See, the first or last. Why is the first? Why the first one? Mike Savar Savala Kerbiyasi holds Kerbiyasi to Amar Mitzvah Berishu. We have a cloud for Kerbiyasi. We're going to spend the rest of the next few lines of the parak figuring out where we have this cloud. Kerbiyasi is a cloud that Mitzvah is always Berishu, the first one. When you have your choice between one carbon or another carbon, whichever was first takes precedence. Higher Basi, where did Basi say his member? Either Basi the Kupas, if it's Basi by the Kupas. This is a mission we discussed not so long ago in Shkolim, the third pack in Shkolim. We discussed, we'll speak outside, we'll say inside. There was a Lishkas Agazis. In the Lishkas Agazis, they had all of the money. They had all the money from the Machzor Shekel over the year, and three times a year the Kohen would go in with three baskets, each basket containing three sah. So they go in with three baskets, each one able to contain three sah, and he would go in and be Tayyar Masalishka. He would take Chuma from the Lishka mainly for the needs of the Karbanas, the monetary needs to buy Karbanas for the Karban Tzibur, right? For the whatever needs they use the Machzor Shekel for, he'd go in and do Chuma. So look where Basie says. Elam Rabbi Kupas, Rabbi Kupas, the time of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yasi Aymer, Shalish Kupas, Shabem Chaimin Slishka. There were three baskets, each one contained three saw that they would take Chuma Slishka from. Vahaya, with those, they do three times a year. Vahaya Kasvalam, Aleph Beis Gimel. On those three baskets, you'd write Aleph Beis Gimel. Now, why would you write Aleph Beis Gimel? The reason why Aleph Beis, V'tanya, Amar Beisi, Lama Kasvalim Aleph Beis Gimel, Leida Ezem Nitram Rishon, Lavi Mehem Ani Rishon, Shemitzvah Rishayna. To know which one was Nitra and which one was the Truma taking first, because you want to know which one to use first. There's a Mitzvah Barishon. Clearly, our Beisi is this sheet that says Mitzvah Barishon. So here too, let us say that the Lazazel, that was the one that was chosen Lazazel first, is Mitzvah Barishon. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Dilma Bin in this Chazi Kamaisa is Chazi Basraisa. How could you compare? Over there by the coins, the second you tear a certain batch of coins, they're fit to be used to buy Kamana. Second you tear it. So the first basket is first, and it's fit to be used before the second basket was even Nitrim, so therefore it's called first. Over here, granted, the Gairil ended up on this animal as Lazazel first, and only when you did a second Gairil, because you need another animal for the Dam, do you have a second Lazazel. But none of them are fit to go Lazazel yet. They only get sent on Lazazel when? Only after you finish the Matanas, the sprinklings, all of the Avaidu with the part with the Sar B'Fnim. When you did the Sar B'Fnim, when you complete it, then it goes Lazazel. So all the Lazazels, 1, 2, 3, are all becoming fit really to go Lazazel at the same time. One of them may have been chosen first, but it's coming fit at the same time. So the Gemara says, yes, you have a proof there, Beis Yold, that which was first takes precedence, but maybe only if it was first and ready first. Over here, it wasn't ready first. Over here, they all became ready at the same time. Therefore, you have no raya. Says the Gemara, "Elavu basi de pesach." It's a basic becoming pesach. The Tan, or the Tanya, we learned the brisa. Hamafish pesach vavin one mafish becoming pesach, and it became lost. V'yefesh achatach tami was mafish another one in its place. V'yachan nimsavish, and they found the first one. Harei shem, I'm in the both. I'm in the b'fenecha. Eiz memshir to yakrif devircham. Chum saying, whichever one you want, choose. Whichever one you want, you could choose. Rebbe Samer, mitzvah barishon. The mitzvah is to choose the first one. Again, even though the thing about it, they're both only fit, yes, they may have been, one was designated earlier, but just because it was designated a week before Pesach or even 2 days before Pesach doesn't make it more fit than the other one, because the bottom line is it's only fit to be shechted bein arbayim. So they're both fit at the same time. Rebbe still says over there that the one that was designated first should be used. That's a raya, that whichever was designated first has maila, even if it wasn't yet fully fit. That's a raya for our sugya, for our case. Okay, but he sticks in a caveat. The maya sheni mufchem imenu yivyenu. But if the second one is mufchur, is more choice, more choicer, then bring that one. If one is more choice, meaning if one of the animals is a more flesh of animal, then bring that one, even if it's not first, even if it's second, that supersedes first or second. Now, why is that not a consideration by us, Belazazel? So they're trying to point out, Yishanim, Tezis Rosh, Ritva, they point out, because over here you're throwing the mountain off the cliff. There's no Indian to have a more choice animal to be thrown off the cliff. When it comes to Karim Pesach that you're eating, there's an Indian to have a more choice animal. But when it comes to Lazazel, no Indian of a choice animal. So the Bachreinim have a discussion, Rabbein Bachrach, they have a whole discussion related to this, obviously a Kachem conversation over here, but which is first, Karbanos, but a very relevant Al-Khamaisa, a discussion about, let's say there's multiple bris milas to be done in shul on the same day. The same day. One baby is born earlier the night before or in the morning. One baby is born later in the day. Obviously, both births are being done on the 8th day, 7 days later, or 8 days on the 8th day, 7 full days later. But one is really, one baby is called seven. One baby is 8 full days old, and one baby is only 7.5 days old. Is there an Indian of Kadima on the bris of the one that's older, that was first, that was born first? So if you go with the sfar we had before, that doesn't make a difference. That it was first, born first. None of them both became fit for a bris on the same morning. They both became fit for the bris on that same 8th day at the same time, and therefore they should be no mila. Or if you take your basis in a little further, that if it was designated first, so to speak, maybe that's a mila. It's a shayla in the Achronim, it's a discussion where it plays out even further. There's an inyan to give an aliyah to the Baal Bris. The father, Aviyah Ben, gets an aliyah. Would you say that? At least, even if you say that there's no inyan to give one bris mila, perform an actual bris, by one over the other, because they both became fit at the same time, certainly the father of the child that was born first had the mitzvah to be preparing for the bris mila before the other one, because his baby was born first. So maybe al aliyah, you'd still give the father the baby born first, give him aliyah first, or no? Or do we say that aliyah has nothing to do with the fact that he's been preparing? Aliyah is also mitzvah sayyim, also bris today. Again, if aliyah relates to the fact that he's been preparing for a bris for 7 days, then yeah, right? But if an aliyah is just because of the mitzvah achayvus him of today, then again, once you say there's no kedima to any one of the babies, the chayvus be no kedima to the father's aliyah. This is a discussion discussed in the Achronim, very relevant. It's a relevant halacha ma'aseh today from a kachim sigya, which hopefully will be relevant. The karev hadron lach haitzi loy. We finished the parak onto the new parak. Yes.
One question. So you see if there's a mile in the second one.
That supersedes. Correct.
Right. So I'll tell you a mila. Shagamu by kapara. We said that maybe you bring the last one, because that's the one that you were going with the kapara with. Rabbi Yossi himself is giving you an out. Why are you going to be saying Rishon first? He himself
said that. There's a chilek. One is in this animal, one is not this animal. It was Gomer by Kapara with its peer. Not with it. With its peer. You're saying that should be a mila in it. It was peered up with the one that's Gomer Kapara. So not the same. Definitely not the same, but I hear.
I hear the chilek.
First day. Yeah. Maskim. Okay. New parak, sixth parak. Shnei Sirei Yami Kippurim, Mitzvahs and Shushab, Shneim, Shavim. By the way, the Mishnah is going to speak out now clear, so we could have spoken out before. We'll wait for the Mishnah to speak it out. What do you do with extra azazels? We didn't focus on that. What do you do with extra azazels? Which clearly only be said, you only throw one down the mountain, you're not going to throw her down, and we brought a riot for the post, I say. What do you do with extra ones? We'll really see the answer in this mission anyway. Shnei Siyum, we should have spoken about before, but we'll see it in two lines. Shnei Siyum Yom Kippurim, the two goats of Yom Kippur, the ones that are put up to the Geirul, one's going to go L'Hashem, one's going to go L'Azazel. Mitzvahs that should be Shavim. The mitzvahs, they should be Shavim. What does that mean? They should be alike, Bemara, in appearance, which they first will explain means like the color. They both should be gray. If one's gray, pick another gray one to match up with it. Black, another black one, white. White one, pick the same color. Uvekayma, height. Uvedamim, monetary value. And last one, and they should be purchased in one transaction. They should be brought together as a package purchase. However, even if they're not equal in the methods we said, height, color, value, ksherim, still kosher. Furthermore, also if they weren't purchased together, one today, one tomorrow, also weiter, ksherim, also kosher. So these things are clearly lechatchila, like classic dinim and kachim, the lechatchila, but b'dievin, it's not le'ikuva, it's lechatchila, but it's not makiv if it doesn't meet that criteria. Meisechamim, what if one of these two died? He took a pair of, the Kohen Gadol has a pair of goats here, ready to do the geirul, and one of them died. So what's the halacha? Imash lehirgal mace. If it's before the geirul, no problem. Yikachzug l'sheni. Purchase a zug, a pair for the one that's still alive. Purchase a mate for it, and you're good to go. Obviously, it will not have been purchased at the same time, and with same b'tiyav, it's not a problem anyway. Vimashirgal mace. But what if you already did the geirul? You did the geirul. One was l'shem, one was l'zazel, and one of them died. So it depends. You're missing one of the set. You can't just bring one and just let it slide into the place, the one that died. You have to bring another set and do another geirul mitchila, and then say v'yemer im shal shem meis zeh shal v'geirul l'shem yizkayim tachtav. Let's say the one that was designated as a chatas l'shem dies, right? The one that says it's a carbon. So when you do the new geirul, the one that becomes l'shem and the new geirul that becomes takes the place and that becomes l'shem. The first lazazel you're still able to keep. What do you do with the second lazazel? Zesh olav olav agar l'shem iskayim tachtav. The mission is going to say in a second. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. Vim shal zazel meis. If l'azazel the one that died, zesh olav agar l'azazel iskayim tachtav. The one that's l'azazel iskayim tachtav. And what do you do with the extra animal in both cases, really? V'asheni yirat shiestayev. You let it get a mum. V'yimker v'yiplu damo v'nadava. She'en chatasib mesa. The second one, you let it get a mum. And you wait to get a mum, then you sell it. Because chatasib doesn't go to misa. So you just let it get a mum. And sell it and use the money for carbon zebra. That would be the answer we said before. Also, when you had all those extra zazels, that's what you do. You let it pasture, get a mum, sell it, use the money for carbon zebra. Rabbi Yudaimer, no. Thomas, he holds it could be left to die. He argues and holds that chatas mesis applies even to carbon zebra. And therefore, it would be left to die. Vaidam Rabbi Yudah, and another member of Yudah, which the Gemara is going to explain, what's the va'id exactly going on? What's he saying further about? It's not seemingly not really directly related to the most recent din. He said further, Nishbech Adam, if the dam of the sire spilled before it got sprinkled at all, Yom Mesa Mishleach, the goat that's supposed to go to Azazel also should be left to die. Mesa Mishleach, or if the sire supposed to go to Azazel dropped dead before you did Zrikas, Yishbech Adam, spilled the dam and start the whole party from scratch, starting again from scratch with two new animals. Again, it's certainly related to our topic, but how is that Eid Amar together? It's really, I mean, the va'id really simply is, it's a vaiter case of dying, of having the animals die by these chatayases. But again, the Gemara explains exactly on what point the va'id is. Okay, Tanaban, very straightforward, very simple Gemara. This really is a little chazara, strengthening the yisei that we just spoke a minute ago, spoken many times in the past, which is anything in kachim, if it says it once, it's only the chatchila. If it says it twice, it's the Yaakov. We're going to have that concept three times in a row in almost repetitive type of Gemaras in this whole Amud Beis. Tanabanim. Yikach Shnei Sirei Izim. The Pasuk says, he should take two Sirei. This is on Yom Kippur, of course. He should take two Sirei Izim. Miet Sirei Shnayim. Now we know we have a klal. This is a klal in Shas. Miet Rabim Shnayim. Over here, the plural word is Sirei. So Miet Sirei Shnayim. By definition, by saying Sirim, I know it's two. Now, there's a clear point in this. There's two points. When you say plural, So first of all, it means more than one, obviously. But we also have a klal that you have no right to assume more than two, because the smallest amount of plural is two. So we always take for granted when something's plural, unless it's clearly indicated otherwise in the psukim or in the context, we attach a plural to mean two. And the words in Hebrew, of course, is meet Rabbi Mishnayim, the meet of Rabbi Mishnayim, that's what we always assume we're talking about. So the Gemara is bothered now. Why did the pasuk say, yikach shnei seire izim? Just say, yikach seire izim, and I'll know it's two. The word shnei is extra. Says Mar Matam Mishnei, what's the pasuk shnei telling me? Shushnei Shavim is telling me that they should be likewise. They should be alike. Menayin afa pishnei lam shnei shavim. What does mean alike? We said in the Mishnah, same color, same height, same value. Menayin afa pishnei lam shnei shavim. Shnei ma'ino b'di'eved. If they're not exactly alike, they're still kosher. Tama lemer, we have a riboy sayer rib. It says sayer twice. Tell me that ultimately any type of sayer, even if they're not exactly alike, are still going to be kosher. Ask the Gemara. Time to rechmana, only because the pasuk has a riboy, are you saying that it's a kosher b'diavad without being alike? Holy rabbi, without the riboy, having assumed you would have said it's pasul, nikuv menalan. What was your source? You only had one source that it should be alike from the drush of the word shnei. We know by kachim, in order for it to be makiv, you need two sources. Why did you need a pasuk to say that b'diavad is okay without a second source to say it's makiv in the first place? Without your second source, I would assume it's okay b'diavad without it. What's your second source? Says the Gemara, Saka Dekta Chamina, Shnei, Ksiv, it says Shnei multiple times. It does say the word Shnei more than once, actually it says it three times. And therefore, I didn't see anyone speak out, that what do we need the three times for? But okay, it says it's repeated the word Shnei multiple times, and therefore, I would have said that the idea of it being alike is mi'akiv. Kamash b'lan, sire, that it's not ma'akiv. Ask the Gemara one more question on this cheshbin. Fahashtu de Rabbi Rachmana, sire. Shnei, lamali. But now that you're telling me sar is marber, that it, but the evidence is not alike, it's kosher. So what are we going to do with the repetitions of the word shnei? So maybe this is the answer to my question, but it's not really. I'll tell you one in a second. Chad l'mara, chad l'kayma, chad l'damim. You need three shneis. One shnei is for the appearance. One shnei is for the price, and one shnei is for the height. You need three shneis to say they should be alike in those three manners. So that's all for the lechatchila. Lechatchila should be alike in those three manners. Obviously, what about lekichas and kachas? You should buy it at once. So the first part up, because that's a separate pasuk. It says yikach shnei sira izim. It says in one lashon, you should buy. We learn from the yikach shnei sira izim that the pasuk describes buying them both at once. That's that din is learned separately. Okay, so shnei, three shneis, is coming to tell me three different ways that they should be alike, namely height, color, and value. But my question from before is still not answered, because I was asking why you have three shneis to tell me it's ma'akiv. And the Gemara is havamina, that shnei is what's telling me it's ma'akiv. Two should be enough. I wouldn't need three. Two should be enough. Ultimately, the Gemara does not learn it's ma'akiv, because Gemara says, sar tells me it's not ma'akiv. And what's not ma'akiv? What do you do with the word shnei? We have a different drasha. We say three shneis are telling me to be alike in these three manners. But my question is not the end of the world. It's not a havamina. Who needs three shneis to be ma'akiv? Two should be enough. Typically, I'm sure some would touch on it, but typically two would be enough to make a makiv, not three. Okay. Tanya Melech, we're going to have two very similar braises, both relating to Mitzayra, but with the same type of Shaka V'taya, with a miyat, that an assumption that something is two, just from the lashon of miyat Rabbim Shnayim, and plural is automatically two, and then because of that, the word shnei is extra, and a Shaka V'taya that we darshan based on that. Let's see, both of them Mitzayra. Mitzayra, just to speak out, we know Mitzayra brings two kifsei, two kvasim. He brings two lambs, and he brings two birds. So we're going to focus on both of those. Let's see one by one. We learned the simile of kifsei mitzera. The pasuk says, yikach shnei kvasim, take two kvasim on the eighth day of his purification process. He takes two kvasim. Meat kvasim shnayim. The meat of plural kvasim is, of course, two. Matam l'mishnei, why say shnei? Shnei is l'chor superfluous. Shneim shavim must be teaching me that they should be similar. Umanayin shava pishein shneim shavim. Kshem hainof l'mais, they're not similar, that they're still kosher. B'yevet, hamalemer, kevis, riba. You have a riba of kevis, says kevis multiple times. That's marba. Time of the Rabbi Achman asked the Gemara, same question. Only because you have a riboy, do you say it's kosher b'diavad? If it's not similar, holy rabbi, without the riboy, having a psalm, you say it's pasul. Ikuva menalan. Why would you say it's pasul? By kachim, you need a second time. You need to write the din twice for ikuv, that to say it's requisite, to say it's makiv. How would you know it's makiv without, what's the source? Says Mar Sakadech Amina, Tia Ksiv. It says in the pasul Tia. It says in the Parsha Metzaira, Tia. Tia means it should be. Tia is a lashon of ikuv. It should be like whatever we said till now. It's like you could say it's repetitive, which is a lashon of ikuv, and therefore I would have thought it's makiv. No, Hashtag Rabbi Chmona, Kevis Kevis. Okay, but now it's not Makiv because Kevis is a Reboy. So now that's not Makiv, what do you do with Tia? Tia Lumli? Mercy is very simple. Lashar Havyasa Shematzera. The Matzera process is a big process. There's many things in the process, from sprinklings of dam on him, towards the Urin, towards the Hechel we had, The oils. There's a lot of other parts of the process. We discussed it in the yesterday issue as well. So therefore, we're saying that the rest of it's takamakiv, this particular kuda of the two kvasim, the two lambs for the mitzvah being alike, that is not makiv. Okay, very similar to Shakratayah, again by mitzvah, and similar to what we had till now, Tanya Gabi Mitzvah, Kia Gabi, we have again by mitzvah the same idea, the Gabi the Tzipurim. It says by Tzipurim, two Tzipurim. Mi Tzipurim, the minimum of Tzipurim plural, is Shnayim. Matama Mishtei, why is Shtei? Shishtei Shabbos, again, that the two birds should, preferably, the two birds should be similar, and they should be alike. If they're not alike, even if they're not alike, they're still kshiris. Tamalemer, tzipur tzipur riba, again, the same type of drush, tzipur tzipur multiple times, is a riba to say it's still kosher. Time to rechman, only because there was marbit. Halle rechman of psilas. You tell me only because you have a riba, tzipur tzipur, is a kosher. Without the riba, it'll be puzzle. How do you know that? Ikuvim alone. Again, by kachem, you need to write it twice for ikuv. Where's the second drush? You know the answer already because we had it by the same, this is matzaira. The same answer as before. Sakhina chamina, txiv. It's, the pasuk says the word tia. Tia is mashma that it has to be the way it was written in the pasuk. So therefore, it's mashma that it is mamish. Everything there is ikuva is essential. And if you do it differently, even with the ever, it's going to be not kosher. So therefore, kamash malan tzipur is marba. That if it's not exactly like the birds, it's still going to be kosher. V'ashi kasher d'rav machmana tzipur tia lamali. What is tia used for? If I already have a riba, tell me that tzipur doesn't mean like. The answer is everything else in the parsha l'shar havasa shematzera for all the other things in the parsha matzera. Okay, iyachi. Ask more. Once you tell me at the word shtayim could always be darshan in a case where we know it's plural anyway. Gabi tmidim, not me. Legabi the tamash shach tamash b'nevayim every day. The pasuk says kvasim. Name a kvasim mit kvasim shayim. Say the same drasha. The word kvasim, the mit of course is at least two. It means two. Matam shayim. Therefore, it's tell me two. Shishneim shavim l'chayim means tell me that's bishavim. Umenayim shav bishen sheisham shav ksheirim. And how do we know that by the tamash shach tamash b'nevayim? Even if the mar is playing out what the shachatayim would be. And how do we know that by the Tamish Shach Tamish Shabbat Bayin, even if they're not similar, and they're still kosher, but the Evid, Tamil Lamech Kevitz Kevitz Rebay, the Kevitz Kevitz Rebay, Ulu Mitzvah Chanami Dabinan. But it would come out that you do need a Lechathchila, that the Tamish Shach and Tamish Shabbat Bayin should be alike, and we don't find such a thing. We don't find that the Tamish Shach and Tamish Shabbat Bayin should be alike, but based on this type, this method, this Mahalach of Darshan that we did, both by the Saras of Yom Kippur, by the Saras Hashem Lazazel, and by the Kvasim of the Mitzera, and by the Tzipari Mitzera, the same type of drasha should apply to Tam Shach Tam Shabayim, yet we don't find it. Answers the Gemara, because the word Kvasim over there is needed for something else. Homabayle, lichatayim, we need it for the following brisa. Shnayim layayim, keneged ayayim. When it says Shnayim layayim, two for the day, it teaches that the Shchita should be keneged ayayim. The word over here, yayim, means sun. Keneged ayayim, yayim sometimes describes the sun. We're saying the Shchita should be keneged the sun, not in the shaded part of the azara. It should be in a part that the sun is shining on. Says the Gemara, in el chayvazim. Maybe literally means it's a chayv of the day, not keneged ayayim, keneged the sun. It means a chayv of the day. In which case, you can go back to the drasha that we asked a moment ago. You should be darshaning that the word shnayim ayayim should be for shnayim, that they should be shava. They should be similar in appearance. Gemara says no. I need it for the din of telling me that it should be shechted towards the sun. I already have a pasuk telling me the chiyav to be a kevis in the morning, kevis in the afternoon. The chiyav itself was already spoken out separately. Telling me not the drasha we want to make about being alike, rather keneged ayim. They both have to be keneged the rays of the sun. How so? Ketzad. The time of the morning was done on the Karen Tzvainis Maravis at the northwest corner of the Mizbeach. Remember, we spoke out many times in the past. We've spoken out that in the north of the Mizbeach, in the Azara, the Mizbeach Chitza, where most Kabbalahs were done, the north, they had these 24 rings, four rows of six rings for the 24 Mishmaris, and they would typically use these, each Mishmar would use their own ring, except for this, with Tamish Shachar and Tamen. Shabbat Arbayim had to be shechted in the ring that was situated in this, where the rays of the sun would shine. So there was two specific rings that were used. In the morning, they used the northwest side, Altabas Shnia, on the second ring, that's apparently a spot where the sun would shine. Shabbat Arbayim, Hayanishchet Al-Kerem Mizrach HaSfarnas, on the northeastern side, it's always the north, it's funny. The rings were on the north. That means on the northeastern side, Atabashnia on the second ring. By the way, why were the rings always in the north? Very simple, because Kachim Kachim have to be shechted in the north. Yes, the rings could have been used to Kachim Kalam too. Kachim Kalam could be shechted anywhere in the Zara. That's the first Mishnah, Ezim Akim, we say every day, and those who say the full Karbanis, you say in Karbanis every day, it's Ezim Akim, and the Makkah for Kachim Kachim is Betzafan. The Makkah for Kachim Kalam is even Bedarim, not Dafka Bedarim, even Bedarim. And therefore, those calls to be Betzafan, so it makes sense that the rings for the Shechita purposes in the Tzafan. Okay, but the point is that's how we dash the pasuk, that in the spot where the rays of sun would shine, that's where it was done. Rashi really elaborates on what the Gemara says, and yet the Rishonim, some of the Achronim, take issue because the Gemara time is mashma differently. Also, the sun, where it shines, at which part of the day, really depends which time of year it is. And therefore, they take a little issue. But again, the Gemara does spell it out the way Rashi says it, so we're not going to get too much into that detail, but it is a discussion amongst the Mefarshim if this is always the morning, it's always on that side, and night, and the evening always on that side, or does it sometimes fluctuate based on what time of the year it is, summer, winter? Okay, says the Gemara further, Musaf Shabbos, what about the Musafim of Shabbos, the Korban Musaf on Shabbos, which again, you have two lambs of Musaf, and you have that same type of a Lushan, Vada Tzvichan Shushneim Shavim Taka. Make the drasha, you need them shavim. Meaning the Mara doesn't go through the Shakatari bus, but the Mara is saying, the Chayy Shiva Shakatari that says that, why do you tell me two? The Chayy, you know, Rabbi Mishnayim automatically, must be something they should be alike, right? And the Diabra, if it's not alike, it's going to be kosher. The Mara says, you're right. Lechatchila, certainly the Vade, it means lechatchila, they have to be alike. Lamai said the first should have shown him to speak out that Bidiyavid presumably still gonna be kasha. The Mara didn't elaborate that point, it'll still be kasha Bidiyavid, but at least it'll be lechatchila. Tanabon. Shesi Yom Kippur Shachtuch Bechutz. The two Sivim Kim Shach Bechutz. So we know if one shechta carbon is supposed to be brought b'fnim, if chalil shechta b'chutz, that's one of the 36 cases of chiv karis. It's an issue of shechitas chutz. So the question over here is, if one shechts the two seir of Yom Kippur, that b'chutz, one of them is supposed to go Azazel, one of them is supposed to go Lashem. They're both fit to go Lashem, they're both fit to be part of the Geiril, and which one of them will be Lashem, but we don't know which is which. But beforehand, they're both still fit. Is that enough reason to say that anyone that one shechts b'chutz is chayiv? Because he shechted something that was fit to be brought on Ayamayid, he's chayev for doing it, or no? Since Lamaisa, one of them goes on Zazel, it wouldn't be an issue, says the, I mean, still not a good thing to do, but it wouldn't be that same lav, says the Gemara Tarabanim, Shtesiyam Mekabim Shechet Mechutz, Ashley Hirgil, Aleim, before the Geiril, chayev al Shneim. The person's chayev, both of them, he's chayev for either one, why? Because both of them are fit right now to go, Lashem. Because Hirgil Aleim, once the Geiril took place, then of course, only one that's fit Lashem is really still a carbon, other one's Lazazel. Again, it's a bit terrible thing to do, but you're not chayev. He's not chayev. I mean, he's also doing it in Kippur. There's multiple affairs there. But okay, but you're not chayev for shechitas chutz. Says the Gemara, chayev al Hashem, al shel Lashem, bupater al shel Lazazel. Says the Gemara, Acha Hegelim chayev al Shneim. He tells me before the Geiril, you chayev on both because they both fit l'may chazu. What do you mean they both fit? What does that mean that they both fit? Adraba, until. It was designated as Hashem. The Gemara said it takes the opposite approach. Until one was designated as a Chatzos Hashem, it's not yet a Chatzos Hashem. It's fit to become a Chatzos Hashem. It's designated to go to the Geiril, but it's not a Chatzos Hashem. How could you make the Chayav a carbon, Chayav for Shechte a carbon Chatzos Hashem b'chutz? It's not yet a Chatzos Hashem. Amrav Chizda, however, Roy Lassar Nasa b'chutz, since Lemaisa, you're right. Until the Geiril, it's not fit to be called a Chatzos Hashem. But it's certainly right now designated for Hekdesh, and it's fit to be a Chatzos Bechutz. That's for sure it's fit. You don't need a special Geiril to make a Chatzos Bechutz. It's fit for that, but here's the key point. And this is going to take us into tomorrow's old daf, which we're just going to obviously touch on. We're not going to go too far. But Rav Chizda is saying, Yesoid Hoyil, since it's fit to be used for Chatzos Bechutz, that's enough to be Chayef Shechitas Chutz. U'mayishna es gemara, sara nas befnim, deloy de b'chutz ha'agvala. I don't understand. You mask him that if it was only for the sar that's to be done lefnim on Yom Kippur, that's not considered Shechitas Chutz for such a sar because you missed the agvala. No. So, the sara nas bechutz nami lechazi de b'chutz ha'avay desyayim. There's a sar, the sar of Yom Kippur, that's on Mechutz, is not fit, the animal is not fit to be brought until it gets to that point of the day. We just had in the Mishnah a couple of months ago about Seder Ayayim, the importance of Seder. So the same way you're telling me that the person who shechs the sar, that's fit to go in the Geiril, it's not going to be chayev for Shechitas Chutz, because it's fit to become a Chatzos Hashem, because until it gets the Geiril of Hashem, it's not yet a Karmel Hashem. So therefore you're not chayev for that. But he is chayev, you're saying, for the fact that this sar could be fit to be the Chatzos that's brought Mechutz on Yom Kippur. But also, that's not fit yet. That's not ready yet until you get to that point of the day. Says the Gemara, Yesaid, there's a big difference. In one case, you're missing a Maisa, a Grella. In another case, you're just missing time. And missing time on the same day is not called Mechusar. Says Gemara, Kasar Reb Chizda, Ein Mechusar's Man by Bayayim. An animal that needs to be 8 days old, and it's only the seventh day, that's Mechusar's Man, and a Chami. An animal that needs a Grella, that's not ready yet, and therefore that wouldn't be Chayav Shechitas Chutz. It's not ready yet to be Chatzos Hashem. An animal is just missing time at 1 o'clock today, at Chatzos, whenever the Kohen Gadol is up to that point. Of time, he'll be able to bring that carbon. That's considered just mechusar by man. You could call also mechusar ma'isa because you have the other avoidance before that. That's not mechusar ma'isa in this animal. It's not this animal. The animal is missing time. It needs other things to happen outside of it. That's l'chayra sufficient to be considered fit right now. And therefore, it's considered shechitas chutz because the animal, again, still, you say it still is, that an animal that's fit to be a carbon now, and it belongs to Hekdesh, and it's designated to be used, on Yom Kippur, that's enough to have shechitas chutz. Let's see one more Gemara, then we'll stop. I'm Ravina. Hashem Rav Chizam Mechus HaGrala. Kim Mechus HaMaisa Dami. Now the Rav Chizam establishing that Mechus HaGrala, that would be enough to be called Mechus HaMaisa and wouldn't have a din of shechitas chutz. Hadam Rudam Shmuel. Shtalam Shishachtam Kaidam Shinifchud Lassas Eichel Pesulin. Rudam Shmuel said Alacha. That every morning they're supposed to open up the doors of the Heichel, and if you shechtu the shlamim on it, when the doors of the Heichel are still closed, it's going to be pasul. Shneimar the pasul of shechtu pesach elamayid. It says shechtu pesach elamayid. We dash it bezman shofasuah. Flav zman taf when the elamayid is open, not when it's closed. Taf of zamkim with aleph. So therefore, if halacha is that when you shechtu when the doors are closed, it's pasul bifnim. In that same case, shechtu bechutz kai shechtu lost the Heichel. If one shechtu the shlamim bechutz before the doors of the Heichel opened, pati dvayt be pater. My taima mechusa psichik mechusa ma'isa dami. Also, opening the doors, even if it's a minute, it's not considered a major act. It's considered enough of an act that it's mechusa ma'isa, just like a grola, and that'll be enough to exempt from shechtu chutz. Just like Rav Chizkiah was willing to say that the missing a grola, that one component would be enough to take away the issue of shechtu chutz. It doesn't because it's still fit for another carbon. But the point is, missing a grola is like opening the doors, and that would take away the issue of shechtu chutz. We'll pause over here. Get the vach. We'll pick it up tomorrow morning with the Shem.